Hi, it's Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com and Consulting Secrets. Here's more training. This is part two. We had done an interview with Matt Pepple, one of the new HMA consultants, and Richard about his concerns in developing and creating a USP. Well, this is the follow-up after Matt had developed and created the written USP, which you will find in the transcripts. If you download the transcripts, you will see his USP that he developed for his real estate information product seller client. So this is a 40-minute call reviewing the USP and talking about strategies and just expanding on the USP and also how to present the USP to the client when you go back to them. I hope you find this helpful. Enjoy.
Well, Matt?
Yes.
You presented this to the client?
No, not yet. I haven't been able to reach him. I think he's overwhelmed with... I went to the actual seminar on Saturday and actually sat through it and got an experience for how it all plays out.
Good.
It was really interesting to see how many people signed up at one time.
How many did?
I didn't get the exact number. I haven't talked to them, but I sat there and watched people in line, so it had to be 15 to 20 people that were signing up at, you know, $900 a pop. So
did he have about 100 people there?
It probably was about, I would say, 60 to 70. The room wasn't completely filled. They had some chairs extra in there. Maybe it was 80. I don't know.
Wow.
But he signed up. I said the minimum he had to sign up 15 people. He had two classes. So I sat in the 10 o'clock class, and then as people were exiting and, you know, trying to leave, he had a 1 o'clock class that was coming in. It was people standing in the hallway.
Well, good.
So, Matt, did he record it or audio tape or video?
No, he didn't. He was so flushed. I was trying to get the idea to him. He never got back to me on it. So, no, he didn't. He didn't get to tape any of it.
Are you going to be able to get the actual ad that produced the result, the calls and stuff?
Yes, he says he has that on CD for me, so he's going to get that to me. And I'm going to call him after I speak with you guys, you know, just to, you know, once I get some more information to maybe brush up or change this USP, then I'm going to contact him because I need to give it to him. He didn't want to do it on Friday because he was getting so many calls and he was kind of overwhelmed with the response to his ad.
Matt, I want all the, I tell you, I think you did a great job.
Oh, thanks.
I think you just did a great job. Michael, do you have a copy of this?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
You know,
and this will be posted under the recording for any of the HMA students to look at.
Good, because I think it's a great example of being able to take the training and go through that USP step and write up a USP. And so Matt, questions. One is, does his results and profits in 60 days or less guaranteed, is that not out there with his competitors?
That promise, I mean, I've seen it on some of the other courses. But see, that was one of the things I was thinking about shortening it, but I need to talk to him about how long, if a person went from starting the class Saturday, getting their information,
right,
when they would actually buy a house. I don't have a complete time frame on how fast he could do it if someone followed him step by step. But I will tell you, what he's saying on his radio spot is he's saying this slogan. His one thing he's doing, I don't know if this is a USP or not, but I think this is drawing people. He's saying take $60 and turn it into $2,000 to $5,000 in 21 days or less. This is what he's saying. That hook that he's using is he teaches a method of called contract transition in real estate.
Uh-huh.
Where say you go out, you can put a contract on a house and not really intending on buying it, but the intention is to give an example. Richard, you're selling your house. You want to move, you're moving away to another state, you got to get out of there, you got big clients, whatever. So you really want to get rid of it fast. I come in, I put a contract on the house, you say, great. I run an ad, Michael picks up the ad and says, yeah, I'm interested in a house. So basically, I sell the contract to buy your house, to Michael.
So you're tying it up?
Yes.
How long does he tell you to tie it up for?
Well, I mean, his thing is 21 days or less. He can teach you how to do this. Take $60 and turn it into $2,000 to $5,000.
And is this his method that he's been teaching all this time?
Yeah, this is one of the things that he's taught. Now, again, like I told you guys, after I talked to you, I called 10 more students after that, and I still hadn't reached anyone who actually had done anything.
All right.
So, well, that ad, certainly, that is a USP. I mean, he now what you've written here is a step-by-step method to create wealth by investing in real estate that results in profits in 60 days or less guaranteed. That's also a good USP.
Right.
So if the one kind of supports the other, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if his 21 days is part of the 60 days or less guaranteed, that's okay.
Right, right.
Okay?
Yeah, I think, his is a little more specific and more compelling than
this
one.
Yes.
This one is a little more comprehensive, and it's saying, because, you know, he's not saying what exactly that, in that USP, he's not really saying is real estate, is it, you know, trading commodities, is it doing whatever. He's just saying, I'll show you how to turn $60 into $2,000 to $5,000 in 21 days.
Well, Richard, that saying, would you categorize that, even though he may not know what a USP is, would you say that that line in his radio ad, it would qualify as a USP or more of?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Or part of it. You know, because I'm looking at your other things here, and you could say you could almost add to that, as well as 8 extra value offerings worth $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
I look at your number 2, your financial planning and strategy session. That's worth money.
Right.
Your 2-for-1 enrollment is worth money.
Right.
Your unlimited access to the wealth trainer is worth money. You could quantify that.
Yeah, I actually have those quantified, and that was a question I wanted to ask. Should I put, you know, because essentially his staff and whoever interacts with the customers calling in are going to be using this for the sales scripts or whatever. Should I add that right in here? Like, for instance, I asked him about how much it would cost. You know, I said, well, be straight with me, Mark. If someone said, forget all the classes and I'm not going to your seminars, I live across the street from you, I see you at your home every day, you're not, you know, going to work, what are you doing? He said, I invest in real estate. Tell me, I don't want to go to your seminar. Tell me how much would it cost for you to just personally train me on how to invest in real estate? I asked him, if someone posed that to him, what would he charge? I said, well, how much would you charge an hour? He said, well, I couldn't really put an hourly on it. He said, I would just charge a flat rate for about 10 grand.
Yeah, that's what you said here. And I think you should. I think you should try to quantify as much of that.
Okay.
And use it maybe up in your headline. We show people an easy step-by-step method to create wealth by investing in real estate that results in profits in 60 days or less guaranteed, and as a bonus, gives our clients up to $10,000 in additional value, something like that.
Okay.
Or as a bonus, provides our clients 8 additional extra value services.
Okay.
So, yeah, you start quantifying your 8, your services, your dollar value.
Could I do 8 additional extra value services worth, and then take the 8 and the 10,000 combined in one?
Sure.
Say 8 additional services valued at over $10,000?
Yeah. And that might be a little too...
Oh, that's too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
And people are going to poo-poo his 10,000.
Right.
But maybe 1,000.
Okay. Well, maybe I should just keep the bonuses and the additional services. As a bonus, give our clients 8 additional services.
Yeah.
And leave it.
Well, no, you could say 8 additional services that can value up to $1,000 or more.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
Richard, let me ask you a question on behalf of the HMA students who are creating and developing USPs. How would you distinguish the difference? You know, when we hear examples of USP like Federal Express and Domino's Pizza, they're short, catchy, punchy, right. You know, one or two sentence sayings. But we're looking at this USP and we have multiple aspects to it. It's a couple pages long.
Yeah.
And then we think about writing it and then also integrating it. You know, can we integrate all this stuff? Is this a succinct
USP? Yeah, you know, what he's done here, and I think he did a great job, and that is he did more than the client is looking for. Those USPs are slogans. The 30 minutes or less are slogans.
Mm-hmm.
They're part of a USP. So Federal Express could go on and on, and Pizza Domino's, and explain why they can offer overnight delivery.
Right.
So the overnight delivery is a slogan.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the USP.
Okay.
The 30 minutes or less is a slogan. A catchy slogan. This guy's 21 days or less is a catchy slogan that Matt needs to incorporate into the USP.
All right, so when we're integrating this USP in the way that people answer the phone, on the letterhead, on the stationery,
right.
In the communications, what are we integrating? The slogan?
He's going to need more of those short slogans. And, you know, he can start using the one that he's got, real estate results in 60 days or less guaranteed. He can start using, we got 8 additional bonus services no one else offers, valued up to $1,000 free.
Mm-hmm.
To those who come or participate. Those are short, catchy, slogan type of things that need to be in the phone. However, what he's also done here is write a brochure.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a nice follow-up piece that could be sent out in the mail.
And for the people on the phone to go into more of reasons why.
That's right, if they need to.
So has he done more than what the client should be expecting?
Absolutely, and that's what we train you guys to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is we want you to see, because a lot of these business owners have paid thousands and thousands of dollars for these cute little slogans. And so ad agencies go back and they go to work and they come up with these slogans. Well, that's okay. That can sometimes work and it sometimes doesn't. We're trying to teach the HMA people to be better than that. To not only create a catchy slogan, but a selling proposition. A unique selling proposition that might include a catchy slogan, but for other companies it might not. Okay? So when he's got an ad that's doing what he's doing, I don't know that Matt would change a whole lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you mean that?
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
His radio ad, as long as it's pulling.
Sounds like it's pulling very good.
Right, because he's already using a slogan that is basically embedded inside this USP anyway.
That's right. What you've done now is say, well, okay, once we now get them here, can we now take this USP and make it a little stronger? Can we make it a little more value-based? Can we make it a little more unique?
Right.
So that he has more satisfied clients.
Right. So let me ask you, Richard, since his enrollment process is kind of a couple steps. One, he's on the radio saying, you know, giving some wealth tips, and then also, you know, talking about the whole taking $60, turning it into $2,000 to $5,000 in 21 days or less, and that's what he's saying on the radio. And is driving the sales, I mean the people, to the wealth workout session. At the wealth workout session, do you think he then goes more into,
yep.
You know, incorporates,
yep.
The real USP at that point?
And he sells them on his extra value services.
Okay. Right, which he does. I mean, he has a really pretty good, solid, you know, he's doing a PowerPoint presentation. He has, you know, screenshots and he actually walks you through the software, you know, using real numbers. I mean, he does the whole deal.
Well, so I'm hoping then what value you've brought here to him is organizing it into a presentation that he can make into that.
Right.
And is it as organized as this? Are you just copying what he says on the tape?
No.
Or in his seminar?
No. I didn't get it. I just kind of watched it. But
okay.
No, I mean, it's organized a little bit differently. But he doesn't, I mean, he, for one, the 8 services that he talks about, he doesn't really have them organized like this.
Right.
He kind of, you know, says
right.
a couple, but he doesn't play them up as much as he could.
Good. So you've articulated the USP.
Right.
Yeah, I think Matt's value here is important for the HMA people to see, and that is that the USP in this case was hidden. It's there, but it was hiding. He did it in his radio ad. He was getting part of it out. And I think what Matt's bringing here to the client is a way now to continue selling that, to broaden that USP,
right.
and hopefully close more people that are coming now, and then have a better follow-up to folks.
Yeah, the one piece that's completely missing is, as in many businesses, the owner, such as this guy, is pretty much the real passionate, and he has this one staff person. It's pretty much just taking phone orders, but not really, you know, having anything to say to strengthen the message at all. She's basically answering the phone.
Yeah, see, and I think, Michael, he could take something like this, and those who don't book at that seminar, he could send this out to them and say, here are some dates of our next one.
Sure, or with a follow-up call and a telemarketer outlining these benefits here.
Exactly.
Right. Then that part is kind of absent. I think he, you know, may send out an email or something.
Right.
To people, or do a live broadcast call, but it doesn't have incorporated into it in a strong, you know, proposition
right.
why they should do business, you know, the people that did not get converted, why they should do business. They kind of like, he'll send out a broadcast and it may have a well tip in the next session, and that's probably what
right.
Well, what you can do, Matt, you know, I think I made you an offer that I do an audio recording with you.
Okay.
You know, and what I can do, if you want to set it up, you set up an interview, and I'll interview him based on your USP on each one of these points that you bring up.
Okay.
And this could be digitized, turned into an audio recording that he could send the broadcast out. Are you talking about broadcast fax or email?
I think he's broadcasting a voicemail.
Okay. Well, once we have the audio, he can broadcast a short 15-minute recording outlining these benefits mm-hmm. to the people who don't come.
Right. Yeah, see, now that's part of integration. That's part of step two.
Right.
And you ought to charge a fee for that.
Yeah. Now, Richard, so let's say, what would you do? Matt's going to go make his presentation. This guy already knows he can fill a room. And he's paid $1,500 for the development of this USP. But how would you explain it to the client that here's your USP. I know this USP isn't going to bring you, you know, money in right now. And I know you may think you can fill a room, which you can. But how would you sell the benefits of this USP again when he goes in to talk to him?
Yeah, I'd go back and I'd say, Mark, listen, I had a chance to talk to some of your clients, and I even went to your workshop. You do a great job. And I think what I've done here for you is articulate and organize and put together down into print a unique selling proposition that distinguishes you from your competition, that sets you apart, that makes you unique and different than the competition. And so let's review that. My goal is to help you grow three ways. One is we can help you get more prospects. We can help you convert more prospects. And we can help you have more money from each of your clients. I think I've got a USP here that will strengthen all three of those. You've got a good radio ad. It's working well. I think there's some points here from this USP that we could test and put into the ad and try some different ads that might pull as many or even a little bit more, but you got a good one. It's working now, so we want to stay with that. But I think then we've got a USP also that can help you convert more, because now as we move into step two, we can integrate this into some follow-up programs for your salespeople or your person on the phone to try and get more prospects into your meetings, do a better job with the leads that the radio ad is generating, get more of them into your room. And then I think we've got a good USP here that can help us convert more from the room to buying your program.
Right.
And then I think we've got a good USP that we could follow up on those that don't buy your program to where they might buy it later. We've got good material. We've got good, unique, extra value services that we can drip on these people and thereby increase your conversion rate. The other thing, Mark, I think we ought to look at is some of these extra value services could be turned into long-term revenue centers. I mean, you could be doing more financial planning sessions for your clients down the road. You could be giving them more wealth training down the road. And so maybe there's some ways we could take this extra value services and get more revenue from our clients down the road. But I think, Mark, that comes a little later, because we really got to get a better job up front here of managing everybody a little better. That makes sense, Matt?
Yes, it is.
All right, and so then are you going to sit with him and read through the whole USP with him?
You bet.
Okay.
You bet he does.
All right, and then after he's done that, now Matt's going to be paid on just the USP. Now Matt's got to be thinking about selling him another project.
Right.
And also, what would you tell HMA consultants? You know, this situation was he sold the USP, and then that's it. But you also want to teach the consultants to go in and sell three and four projects at a time, right?
Right. And that's why in Matt's initial initial proposal, he would have had, here's what we're going to do in step one. And then step two, did you ever do a formal proposal?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
And so how many steps did you offer?
Well, I offered all of them. And he was at a position, we said, well, let's just start with one.
Okay.
Then kind of see where we go from there. I mean, but this guy, he really does want to establish a long-term relationship, you know. He does. I mean, that's
right.
Obvious. He's expressed that even before I even, you know, presented any of this stuff to him. Like I said, he called me out of the blue. You know, I didn't even look for this guy. He called me because I mentioned to him when we were at a college reunion back in October of last year. He said, what are you doing? I said, well, you know, doing accounting, but I really, you know, I'm transitioning out of that. I really wanted to be a marketing consultant. So he remembered that for over a year.
Oh, wow.
He called me even before I had the HMA material.
Wow.
This was in place before I even contacted Mike about the HMA system. So basically it was kind of in place, so the HMA system gave me some type of structure to come to him. But I somehow would have had a relationship with him just hodgepodging it, you know, from the little stuff that I learned from all the marketing books that I had up to that point.
Right.
So he wants me, you know, he wants me to help him. You know, he's already said, look, I want you to be more involved with me and, you know, help me with this. He keeps asking, do you see potential in this? Do you see any potential?
Yeah. Right. Now, see, the way I would sell him then, well, maybe you don't have to sell him. Maybe he'll go forward on step two.
Right.
But the way I would sell it to him is, remember in step two that you've got all of the integration of the USP, and so it's from the ad on the radio to the person answering the phone to his presentation at the seminar to the follow-up after the presentation to the follow-up on the closes to try and sell. That needs integration. He's got nothing there.
Right. Right.
That's where you need to show him the money.
Right.
That's where the money's going to start increasing.
Right. So let me back up one step, because, you know, after talking to you guys and listening and thinking about his little slogan that he's using already, well, if he asked me, like, well, okay, I'm already kind of using this 21-day thing. How is this USP that you're talking about, the 60 days guarantee? How do I intertwine those? Or are you telling me the same thing I'm already telling the people? I mean, where's the value? That's that may be the question that I could see coming down the pipe.
Okay. Well, I think the way you answer that is you say, listen, I want to keep that as part of this USP, Mark, but what I've done here is expanded on it. I've made it a little bit more value even, to where it may not be as applicable. We can try the 60 days or less on the radio ad, but we want to keep that ad. That's working.
Right.
But I think where we've brought this USP is into your presentation in the workshop.
Okay.
That's where it's going to have its biggest impact.
That's what I was thinking.
And in the follow-up,
right,
to people who don't buy.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
It gives us everything we need to keep selling and to keep saying to these people. And so the value may not be in changing your headline because you've nailed it pretty good, your radio ad. Why would we change that? Okay? But I think we've now taken that and incorporated into a broader USP that will allow you a more structured presentation to where you should close more at your workshop, and then we'll close more because we'll follow up better. Okay.
All right, let me ask you this, Richard. Now, you've heard some examples. This guy can fill a room. What would you recommend Matt do? Go for a payment on this project or
sure.
contingency? Or do you think he'd be better off?
Well, Matt, it's your call. But here's what I think the guy needs. I think Matt's value is more in the guy needs another right hand.
Yeah, that's what he's expressed.
And that's what you tell them also. You say, Mark, listen, you've got quite a bit of this already. I don't want to interfere. I think I've got a USP that will even make it better. But I think what you've been missing is just getting it done. Yeah, Matt, you're right. That's what I really need.
Right.
Okay? So don't worry about selling him on what you're going to be doing as much as the fact that it's going to get done.
Right. Right.
Okay?
I agree.
And so I think that's your value, is you become kind of a little VP of marketing for him,
mm-hmm.
that he hasn't had.
Right. And that's
now,
what he's expressed, and that's what he's like, look, he told me that when I first met with him when I did the opportunity analysis. He said, like, some of the stuff I know, because he knows about
that. That's
direct,
right.
Direct mail.
Yeah, he's making money.
And he sold direct mail books in college. So he doesn't know as much as I know about marketing, but he has an idea of how to present and his about sales or whatever. It's just that he doesn't. He his focus. He wants to develop more products for people, but he, you know, as small businesses are, he's wearing all the hats. So
right.
So he needs, like you said, a VP of marketing to kind of say, okay, Matt, I know some of this stuff, but I can't possibly do it. Can you help me?
So now, Mike, to answer your question, I if I were Matt.
Mm-hmm.
I would look carefully at this, and after his attending that, Matt, let me ask you, did you see where if you took some of this USP and got it more formalized into his presentation, and you follow up with everybody that didn't close, do you see more money for the guy?
Yeah, I do.
Now you got to ask the question, could I do that on the commission basis and make more than the $1,500
for the project?
Or should I charge him $1,500 for the project?
Right.
And that's your call.
Right, right. I mean, I think I'll probably go for a commission basis. One, I think it'll be more benefit to him because I think it's probably more money there. But two, I think it'd also be a demonstration to him that I'm trying to create more of a long-term relationship.
Sure.
As opposed to this distance, I'm a consultant, I stay away, I tell you what to do and you do it.
Yeah.
As opposed to him saying, because since he already expressed to me that he kind of knows some things to do, he just doesn't have the time to do it.
Yeah.
It'd just jump right in and say, all right, let me follow up on the people like you suggested before, Mike. Let me jump in, follow up on all of those uncomfortable people.
Yeah, I would definitely go for the commission. I would ask for between 20% and 50% of the sales,
right,
and waive any other fees. I know it may sound high, but you can always ask,
right,
and you explain to him that you're basically, you know, on his team. And it's newfound money that he knows he would never follow up.
Right.
I would use the contract guide, which you have in the HMA links. There's all the contracts that you need. They're letter of agreements. They're not real intimidating, but they outline all the major criteria,
right,
that you're going to be working under. So you should use that and get a good solid contract, and you should also do it for as long as you're working with them. So don't, I don't know, what do you think about that, Richard, when you set up a contingency deal, as long as he is, as Matt's using his marketing methods and, you know, for the client, he should be paid on that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And it's really a trust relationship. You've got to kind of determine how you're going to get paid and what you're going to get paid on, and then hope he comes through for you and you come through for him.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I see easy money for you. I mean, it's just following up.
Yeah.
So do you think walking through the remainder of the projects in the HMA system on a contingency basis, or just this step two?
Well, step two is the next one. It's a logical one, and that includes follow-up, and it includes integration.
Right.
Step three, then, is database. And that's where you would start creating other products and services.
Right.
I think what you tell them is you'll be implementing all the steps for them as long as you're on the contingency.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, because right now I think he doesn't, I mean, what he's doing is his assistant just has his logging all his people into Outlook or something.
Oh,
they don't
yeah.
really have a way to, they don't have a real good database system in place at all at this point.
See, he may, you know, my biggest fear for the guy is he's on a short-term program here because people, he's not even getting one or two. Well, unless you said that you listened to some success stories. So,
right.
You
but
know,
just didn't reach those people.
Maybe he needs to create some kind of follow-up package where they pay him again.
Right.
To come and implement for them.
Right. Like
they're
right.
just like you are, you know.
Exactly.
I don't think he has the time for it. Just from hearing what I hear, I think he's probably overwhelmed as
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, just as it was one guy doing all of this. So
yeah.
say, for instance, 30 people, 20 people sign up for this four-week session. So essentially it consists of two teleconferences, one field trip, and a six-hour training. You know, then it's like four consecutive Saturdays that he's doing this stuff.
Yeah.
So if you got 25 people, you know, that's doing the training, but here comes the unlimited support element. Where Richard, Mike, Matt,
yeah.
and 40 other people call, like, I'm trying to do this deal, I want to do this contract, and, you know, what can I do, and so forth. So, you know, a lot of his time is just, I mean, it's part of his USP, but, you know, a lot of his time probably is just consumed in servicing.
Sure.
You can show him how to do what we're doing for the HMA system. This call is being recorded.
Right.
We've gone into a pretty detailed training on USP that the HMA consultants will find beneficial. It's
right.
going to be up on a website just like you see. This is a big leverage of that time.
Exactly. Yeah, that is true.
As long as his people, you know, have access to computers.
Right.
But
probably, I would say that would be 50-50 shot.
All right. Well, the audios can be put on CDs as well,
right.
you know, or on a phone line.
Okay. That's a great idea.
All right. Anything else you want to add, Richard?
No. I think he's right on course.
Okay.
Great job.
Well, thank you, Richard. Thank you, Michael.
You're very welcome. Well, please get back with us, and we'll do the final result of when you make the presentation. When are you going to meet with him?
I'm going to call him right after we get off the phone now and trying to set something up. He's probably swamping. I don't even know how many people he signed up, so I want to call and see what happened. But I know immediately after the presentation, you know, I left because I couldn't stay for the second class, and he called me and said, what do you think? You know, he's waiting to start the second class somewhere in a little closet.
Yeah.
He says, well, what do you think? I said, well, it was great. He said, well, you know, is there anything I can improve upon, you know?
I said, he said, just something quick, you know. And I told him, you know, when he's talking, part of his story, when he's talking about his presentation at the beginning, he gives his story about his work experience working at GE and whatever. And I just told him that, you know, you can shorten that part and frame it in a way that shows more of how that it benefits the people sitting in the audience. Because he kind of was telling about his work experience, but I didn't get the feeling that he was really saying this work experience is beneficial because of blank.
Okay. Well, if you know what, if he wants to learn more, I've got a training seminar by a guy named John Childers. Richard, have you ever heard of him?
No.
John Childers, his expertise, he puts on a $20,000 seminar, and his expertise is teaching you how to sell from the platform.
Okay.
This is the guy that trained Robert Allen.
Okay.
And some of the other great platform sellers. And he's got a CD set. It's called Childers Chunks. And these are chunks, sayings, stories. You know, you sell through stories. These are for platform sellers that have worked very well. And Childers was in the selling real estate courses just like this guy. So,
really? Okay.
Yeah, I have those on I've got them on DVD or CD, so if that's something you're interested in for him, you can let him know about it. There's no one better in the training than this guy.
Well, that's great. I'll definitely tell him that, too.
Yeah. All right, this has been wonderful. I will get this up for you, Matthew, if you want to re-listen to it.
Okay.
And Richard, this is great stuff, and we've got it canned and cloned, and we won't have to do it again.
Now I have to work on this other one with this guy.
Yeah.
With all these product lines, which I'm calling him, too, because I haven't been able to reach him, but I just wanted to go over with him what Richard told me about, making sure he's clear about going direct, how that may affect his business. I just want to get clarity for him and say, okay, I'm working on this. I want to be clear, you know, that you really want to go direct and you start competing with your actual customers. So I want to get his okay, and then I can complete his project, you know, his first step, too.
Yeah. Well, I think you got a great, this real estate guy, I think you got a great potential to make a lot of money with this client.
I hope so.
He's begging for your help. He needs the help, and he can fill a room. And if you can fill the room and you've got a halfway decent product, Richard, your guy did $1 million in cash.
Right.
It's a lot of money, so you know, negotiate well and understand your value and have the confidence when you negotiate with him, and because he's really got no other options. Hi, it's Michael Sinoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. That's the end of part two, reviewing and presenting the USP with Matt and Richard. I hope you found this helpful, and please call me if you have any questions whatsoever at 858-274-7851. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it.